Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wapello FFA member Cale Boyson, who broke the all-time record for a sale of all species at the Iowa State Fair Sale of Champions with his grand champion, Market Hog.
For the Market Hog, how did it feel getting that record sale this year at the fair?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, just to even get the grand champion Market Hog overall, it's been something I've looked forward to my whole life. I've been third and fourth overall, so I've been close to getting it, but never been able to get on top. And then once I made the sale, it's kind of crazy just to think that I was able to break the record of the all species at the Iowa State Fair. So that's something to be fortunate for, I know that.
What kinds of qualifications do you think for your hog that brought up that large sale?
There's a lot of things that go into it. I know just for the sale aspect of it, there was a lot of, my mom and dad helped me get a lot of local support, which we had to get support in terms of the money before we go to the sale. So we raised money from our local people around Wapello and other places that we know and do business with to be able to achieve that high of a sale. And then to win the show for my Market Hog, there's a lot of stuff that goes into that as well. I mean, just in terms of how they're supposed to look, they have to be built good, so they have to be square and be able to be functional, be able to get out and move when the judge is wanting them to move. And then they got to have market shape, so like when they get harvested, they've got to have like a big loin or like a big ham and stuff like that. They got to be balanced right and athletic.
The support that you had from the community, how does that local support and that money, how did that help you compete at the fair?
That helped us in terms of getting the, being able to get the all species record in terms of selling for $54,000. So all the money that I raised starts off the bidding, and then Iowa Select finished it and they paid the rest. So we had to raise a certain amount of money, and then they decided whether they wanted to break the record on how much it brought or how they wanted to do that.
How was it this summer? What did you do as part of being an intern for Sunglo Sales?
I traveled all over the country. I was in California, Texas, Ohio, Indiana, just basically traveling all over the country, helping 4-H and FFA kids out with their projects and going to different companies to look at their feed and stuff like that. That's what I did for Sunglo. So.
And how did it compare seeing 4-H members and clubs far off in California? How did that compare to what you're used to here in Iowa?
It's pretty much the same as here. Everything's about the same of what we do here with our 4-H and FFA clubs. They're a little bigger there, and it was kind of cool to just see different places and different farms. I know that was a very neat part of it, being able to help the kids at their houses and stuff like that. So.
I wonder how it was this summer juggling Sunglo with your internship and then coming out to the fair. How was this summer?
Yeah, that was definitely a big part of it. Being able to be gone and still knowing somebody's taking care of my livestock at home. I mean, that was nice to know my brothers and my mom and dad were still taking care of my livestock at home so I could go and show at the fair. But I still got home every week at least to check on my livestock and walk them and work them. I know that.
Tell me about your work, a part of the Swine Interest Group and the Beginning Farmers Network. What do those groups do at ISU?
The Swine Interest Group, I'm vice president for Swine Interest Group, and they basically, what we do in our group is we're a part of the Block and Bridle group, and Block and Bridle is like an agricultural group here at Iowa State, and the Swine Interest Group is a break off of that. So everybody that's kind of interested in swine joins the Swine Interest Group. Every month we'll have like a speaker come in or we'll go visit like swine farms and stuff like that. We always have to be organizing that. There's three of us that are kind of the leaders of that. And we always got to be organizing that. And we'll take trips just to all over different farms and stuff like that so people can see different types of farms. Mm-hmm. And then the Beginning Farmers Network, I'm also an officer on that club. And that's kind of just for people that are wanting to go. It's not just for, but for people that may want to go home, farm, or raise hogs or anything like that. That's what that group's kind of for.
This being your senior year at ISU, what are you looking forward to this year, your final year of college?
Well, I'm definitely looking forward for this year. I mean, it's crazy to think that I'm finally a senior in college, but I'd like to get a job in the agricultural career for sure, and also go back and farm with my dad and grandma and my family back home and raise show pigs back home.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Wapello FFA member Cale Boyson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.